You know, people talk about spring cleaning. This is the time of year that I feel like I need a new wardrobe. And it's probably stupid because the holidays are coming and inevitably you or, you know, my mother or somebody will buy me some clothes for Christmas, which is very nice. And I appreciate that. But it's like I got 2 months to go until Christmas. So I feel the need to go shopping. So we did a little shopping yesterday. And then once we did my shopping, I'm ready to leave.
Yes.
I go in, I know what I want, and I do this really in every store, whether it's a supermarket, whether it's a clothing store, department store, whatever it is. When I go into a place, I'm ready to go get what I need and then leave. But then when we go to the mall, it becomes an all-day affair. And I do my best, but I think you can tell that I've got the frustration on my face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm completely opposite of that. I will search through all the racks. I will find only the things on clearance.
Every aisle, every department.
Do we have the right size? Do we need another size? Let's try it on.
There you go. There's the let's try it on. See, I'm in the school of I know what my size is. I'll just get that. And then if it doesn't fit, I'll probably bring it back or maybe
no,
I won't.
No, you won't.
Maybe you'll I'll just hang on to it and hope that one day it fits.
That's so annoying to me. That
I suppose it is, but I'm that lazy, okay?
Well, that's why I just go and try it on. So I get frustrated when you and I, when you, first of all, you offered to go shopping. You said,
I did
hey,
want to, yeah.
Let's go shopping.
Well, because I needed shirts. And here's the other thing is like, I realize that, you know, if I buy something, it's only fair that you get something. And that's fine, and I like to treat you to things. But then we don't need to spend all day and just pick a top and let's just get that. Or pick a pair of shoes and let's just go.
That's not how I shop.
I'm hot. I'm tired. My feet hurt, you know.
Vince, we went shopping and Robbie.
You're going to him for advice on this?
No, I just want to tell.
I'm Mr.
Gonna,
Relationship?
I'm going to paint a picture for him. We walk into the mall, okay? He's wearing boat shoes with no socks. He did not have the right undergarments on to try anything on. And
is there wrong undergarments?
Yes.
All right.
And he's wearing a winter coat.
Well, it was like, cold when we left the house yesterday morning. Like, and I just had it all day.
Winter heaviest coat you could own walking into the mall. I mean, come on.
Listen, you got a really nice new dress out of this. So what are you complaining about? Let's be honest.
Yeah, look, I got to agree with Robbie, actually.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hate shopping. I do the same thing Robbie does. If I just see my size, I just get it, and hopefully I return it later. Then again, I've got a few pairs of shirts that are too big. Still with the tag on them.
Right.
Hoping I grow in soon.
Then you're just wasting money, and then I get the complaining at home that, oh, you spent this much money, and you don't even wear it. I'm like, what are you talking about? I wear everything because I try it on.
Next time I'm going to the store with Vinny.
Yeah, just why don't you two go shopping, and I'll go by myself, and I can spend my 4 hours, and I don't have to hear anyone complain.
Just don't spend my money. Just spend your 4 hours.
Yeah, and I go into a store, I look at one aisle, I'm like, all right, that's good.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Thirsty Thursday, October the 21st, 2021. By the way, that means a little later on this hour, tipsy or toddler. Every Thursday we do this. Callers lined up, ready to go, telling us an extraordinary thing that happened to them. And we have to determine, it's our job and your job, listening, to determine whether or not it happened when they were a little kid that didn't know any better or when they were drunk. Okay? Tipsy or toddler later on this hour in a very special edition of Robbie and Rochelle's Food File. So, boy, we got a busy show ahead of us.
Yes.
That's for sure. I happen to see something online here that made me laugh. And maybe we can post a couple of these. This is from Elle Magazine. There's celebrities that you didn't know.
Wait, can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
Why were you on Elle Magazine?
I wasn't on Elle Magazine.
Whoa. Got called out.
I did. Yeah, she is calling me out. I was not on Elle Magazine. I was on MSN, and they give you links under different, you know, if you want to look at lifestyle, you want to look at entertainment, they give you links to different articles. I don't know why you think I would be on Elle Magazine.
ElleMagazine.com. How many quizzes did you take while you were on Elle Magazine?
I took a very interesting quiz about my mortgage, actually, but that's... How much mortgage can I afford? But that's a different a different story. They have a deal here about 40 celebrities that had a twin that you probably didn't know about. And some of them, you know, I don't really know who they are, so I didn't care. But some are really interesting, like Gisele Bündchen. You know, your buddy Tom's wife there, Vinny?
Oh, yeah.
She has a twin named Gabriella Bündchen.
Oh, my God. There's two of them?
Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother named Hunter, my favorite. And we got to post this picture. And I don't mean to be mean, but these two look like each other. Kiefer and Rachel Sutherland. I mean, they look like each other. You took the lipstick off of her, it looked like him. You put lipstick on him, it looked like her. They are identical twins.
Wow. That's really strange.
Michael and Ashton Kutcher. They look nothing alike.
I did know about that. Yes.
I thought that was an interesting one. Angel and Aaron Carter. There's another one of the Backstreet Boy people.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who they are.
Are all of these identical, or are some of them fraternal? Isn't that what it's called when they don't look alike?
Well, I guess you can kind of tell who's alike and who's not.
Okay.
You know the band Good Charlotte, Joel and yes. Benji?
They're, oh, my gosh.
They look exactly alike, right?
Wow, that's like a mirror image. That's creepy.
Rami Malek. He was just on Saturday Night Live. He's in the James Bond movie. He's got a look-alike twin brother.
He actually said that when he was on SNL, that he had a twin brother who was in the audience, and he was going to switch spots with them. I wonder if they ever use them for doubles for anything when they're in the movies.
It's funny you say that. Here's my favorite. I mean, take a look at this. Vin Diesel has got a brother named Paul Vincent. He looks just like the regular guy next door. Like he'll take your trash in for you if he goes to pick up his trash related to Vin Diesel. They look absolutely nothing. Yeah, they're identical twins. That's what it said. We might have to post that picture. That was pretty good.
I would be so upset if I was Vin Diesel's brother and that's what I looked like. I'd be like, dang it. How did this happen?
That must be very difficult, especially when you're a twin.
Yeah.
To have a sibling that becomes rich and famous. Because, I mean, obviously, if they're rich and famous and you need help, you would hope if the relationship is okay, you'd hope even just on the butt of the goodness of their heart, if you needed help of some kind, they would be there for you. Or they would just be really kind and say, oh, you know what? I know you're a big fan of whatever. Here's some tickets to go to the game. Or you know what I mean? Like they would use their celebrity to be a good guy or a good woman or whatever. But I wonder what it is like to have a sibling that is a celebrity like that.
Or a sibling that's like Giselle, and you're like, really? This is what I have to live up to?
Because remember, you're not necessarily rich and famous. Like I'm saying, even if they help you out, it doesn't necessarily mean that this impacts your life in any meaningful way.
Right.
So it's not like you get a mansion and five Mercedes-Benz, right? Like, I wonder what that's like.
Well, lucky for us, neither of us have to figure that out, so no one's handing us anything.
No. Do you have any?
All I know is I'm the hot twin.
I was going to say, you don't, I was going to ask you, Rochelle, if she knew any twins, because she's got all kinds of friends and stuff. I figured she probably knew somebody. But you're not, you're older than all your brothers and sisters, right? I think we talked about this yesterday. You're number two.
Yes, I'm second in line for the throne.
There are no twins.
I'm second in line. All right, Queenie.
he means to use the bathroom in the morning with all the girls in the house.
Exactly.
Including mom. There are no twins amongst your siblings or anything, right?
No twins amongst my siblings, but I know at least three pairs of twins.
Really?
Went to school with all of them.
And do they all look alike, or is it one of those?
The females I knew, I think they were the fraternal or whatever.
Yeah.
But one of them is the one who actually just got married.
Oh,
they were a twin.
Yeah, they were a twin.
That's
so. Well, I think they were fraternal or whatever, so they didn't quite look alike. When they were younger, they looked alike, but now they don't really look alike.
I feel like that would be so fun when you're in school to have a twin, and you're like, listen, I just can't do this test today.
You realize you were describing the plot of a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie called Double Trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Switch lives. I'll go live with mom. You go live with dad.
That's Parent Trap.
Oops.
Yeah. I was going to say, now you're doing Parent Trap. And you're doing the Lindsay Lohan version, which is even worse.
That's true.
All right.
Oh, that's worse. I love that movie.
In addition to Tips of Your Toddler and a food file later on this hour, 72920, hashtag mom.
Confession.
750, he said.
She said.
And a whole lot more. Here we go. Weekend is right around the corner. Halloween is right around the corner. Lots of other holiday events starting to pop up, so we love sharing these. Make sure you get them into us on our page on the website or shoot us a little message on Facebook. That works, too. The Seaside Heights Halloween Fest and Boo Walk is happening this Friday and Saturday. Carousel Petrified Pavilion. By the way, we looked this up, and this is a Halloween event. This is not something you take your boo to. So if you get a boo...
You could take your boo.
I suppose you could take your boo.
Boo and bae going to the seaside. What's up?
Does anybody say that anymore? I feel like that's an expression from the 90s.
We do.
Local vendors, strolling magicians, face painting, caricatures, pumpkin decorating, fun in the tunnel of terror, an appearance from the Hemi Hearse, live music, and a whole lot more. Tickets are $5 required for ages 5 and up. All tickets must be purchased online. You'll find them at exit82.com for all the info and to purchase those tickets. By the way, the proceeds benefit the Seaside Heights Historical Museum.
Aww.
So that's pretty cool. I'm going to go ahead and guess that the Hemi Hearse is being donated for use by the Historical Museum. Could be wrong, but I'm just going to go ahead and guess.
Probably.
Sign up for the 29th CEA and Joanna Foods annual turkey trot in Flemington is open. The first 2,500 participants will get one of the famous turkey trot t-shirts along with a participation medal. And that's what you want to do. You want to show up at your holiday gathering rocking one of those turkey trot t-shirts with your medal.
Heck yes.
With your participation ribbon right there on your lapel. RunSignup.com for all the info on that. And the Barnegat Elementary PTA is hosting a Color Run and Family Fun Festival Saturday the 30th, Halloween weekend, starting at 8:30 in the morning. 60-plus vendor tables, food trucks, carnival games, pony rides, cornhole tournament, and a whole lot more. Barnegat PTA.org for all the details. You have not lived until you've played cornhole against Rochelle. She is competitive.
This is very, very true.
So it's still to be determined whether or not we'll be out there to take you on. Just a couple of things we thought you'd like to know this morning. It's Thirsty Thursday. I wait all week for this. Time for Tipsy or Toddler. The concept being, these people will tell us a story. We have some callers all lined up. They wait for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they give us a little, we have to guess whether or not the story they're telling us, first of all, is true, and that it happened because they were just a silly little kid that didn't know any better, or was it because they were drunk, tipsy, or toddler? You see where we're going with this?
Yes.
All right, line number one, here's Denise.
Well, I got yelled at because I deliberately farted in the cat's face.
You deliberately farted in your cat's face.
Whoa.
I think I got to be honest, I have no idea that could go either way, don't you think?
I really hope you were a toddler.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, man.
Gross. Come on.
This whole viral, stupid, like, drunk challenge or whatever. So long story short, I farted in my sister's cat face on purpose and then got yelled at by her and her boyfriend, a.k.a. Cat Daddy. We put the video up on social media and got immediate hate for it. So,
You should have.
Poor Mittens.
I mean, that's awful. You're poor cat.
I know. Poor Mittens is right. Let's try another one here. Tipsy or toddler, this is Paul.
I threw a clothes iron out the window and happened to hit my brother in the head.
I'm going to say you were a toddler.
Yeah, I'm going toddler.
You going toddler on this one?
Yeah.
All right, we're going toddler.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
My brother was helping me move from my house in college. We thought getting hammered was a good idea. This led to me drunkenly throwing out most of my worldly possessions. When I got to my clothes iron, I chucked it out the second story window into the dumpster below, not knowing that my brother was in there retrieving everything I was throwing away of value. The iron caught just enough of my brother's head to knock him out cold.
Wow, that's like that scene in Home Alone when they get Marv.
I have to say, I'm extremely impressed that there's a guy going to college that owns an iron.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm taking away from this story.
I actually never used an iron in my life. Just throw it in the dryer.
Sure. Good for that, Paul.
Even though you were drunk and threw it, at least you owned one.
Right. Nice job on that. All right, let's do Danny on line one.
Okay, so my brother and I one day were in the house, and he decided that he wanted to play with lighter, but we couldn't find anything to light the fireplace with, so he grabbed a bunch of money that my mom had stashed. And so he lit it and threw it in the fireplace. Well, one of the dollar bills ended up on the carpet, and we burned down the house.
No.
No. Oh, my gosh. This has got to be
We were little, but my mom was drunk.
Oh, your mom was
your
drunk.
Mom was
little
drunk.
Mixture.
That's awful.
Why is mom just leaving money around?
Well, I hope they're okay. I mean, they burnt the whole house down?
All right, here's Jack.
I walked up to a cop and gave him a bag of my brother's weed.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to say toddler. I'm going to say the kid didn't know any better.
It's got to be tipsy.
Had an older brother and just outed him. That's what I think.
I was like 9.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was 15, and I was so mad that he was doing drugs that the next day I actually took this weed and I gave it to the officer that worked on our campus.
Oh,
wow.
In big trouble.
Wow. So you knew exactly what you were doing.
Wow.
Narking your own brother. That's the kind of guy you are.
Wonder if you got stitches.
Because he's a snitch. I see what you did there. And that's how it happens. You never know the surprises that will abound on Tipsy or Toddler. I might go so far as to say yesterday, and we do this every day at 720 and 920, hashtag mom.
Confessions.
It was shocking. It was shocking confessions yesterday.
It was?
I thought it was a little shocking.
Remember that one time we talked about the D? That wasn't yesterday, was it?
No.
Okay. There's defense?
Yes. There was also that stretch where you just insisted on saying words that I had to bleep. Don't do it.
Okay.
I don't know.
You showed me the bleep button.
I'm not 100%. I haven't double checked that everything is hooked up properly. Don't do anything right now.
Okay.
I do have the airplane button if you want me to sound like
the
pilot.
No,
I can do that.
No, that's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Why don't you go?
That's bullsh.
Wow.
Okay. Bull.
Okay. Good thing that the bleep button is working, or it didn't, and this is the last episode of Robbie and Rochelle. I don't know. Every day, moms send in confessions on our socials. We search at hashtag mom.
Confessions.
We whisper, and we share them like this.
Marla Smith said, I'm looking for a school picture package that is more than 4 wallets, but less than 54 wallets in a wall mural, but for real.
I don't think I understood any of what just happened there, but...
Have you, I don't think you've ever seen the way that the school picture packages come. They're like $14 and you get four wallets, or $800 and you get all of these pictures. And
I want to tell you how 2022 I am.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were talking about emojis. Like, she was speaking in emojis.
Look at you. You know? No, it's school picture time. That's what's happening there. I understand.
I thought emojis.
We talked about the laser background, remember?
Oh, yeah.
There's no in between. You either get blue or you get laser background. That's it.
Can you do like a green screen so I look like I'm in Paris or something like that?
That would be like $200 extra. Come on now.
Hello, Uncle Jeff. Greetings from Patty.
Renee Russell said, my 10-year-old asked her grandmother if she could teach mom how to cook.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law said, your mom already knows how to cook, sweetie. To which my 10-year-old response was, no, she doesn't.
Well, we saw that one coming a mile away.
P. Murphy 69 said, my child just screamed at me for 15 minutes to go away and is now screaming at me to come lay down with him. Parenting is fun.
What is that when kids do that?
I don't know.
You misbehaved.
Uh-huh.
We told you stop misbehaving. Mm-hmm. You haven't even been punished, but as a kid, you go hide, and then you say, hey, then they get more upset that you've come to talk to. They want to turn invisible. What is that?
Parenting is fun.
What is that?
That's what that is.
Hashtag mom.
Compassion.
We'll do it again, like death and taxes, 720 and 920 every morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, from time to time, we see things trending in the morning, all of which have to do with food, beverage, desserts.
Ooh.
This time of year, you get holiday treats.
Yes.
So I know we just did this a few days ago, but hey, you know, when it gets filled up, we got to clear the coffers. So we open up the Robbie and Rochelle food file. Things trending this morning about food. Well, Taco Bell is handing out free toasted breakfast burritos today until 11 o'clock this morning. That's right, today.
I gotta go.
Now, here's the best part of this. You don't have to order anything else to get one, but you do have to show up in person. They're not doing deliveries. Hey, can you just bring it to me free? No.
You gotta show up.
And that is amazing because I believe that they are one of many establishments where if you look at the door, it says, must be a customer to use restroom.
Technically, you'll be a customer.
You don't even have to be a customer. They'll just give you the free toasted breakfast burrito. And this is not an advertisement, by the way.
No.
This is just something trending this morning. Number three trend in the world. This is how much people love tacos.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell is awesome.
Toasted breakfast burritos. Sour Patch Kids popcorn is now a thing that exists.
Oh, boy.
It's got actual gummy pieces stuck to every kernel. That's where they lose me. Because if you told me that you had popcorn, you get a bag of popcorn. You and I would say, are popcorn aficionados.
We are.
Right?
We love popcorn.
We experiment
popcorn.
With our popcorn. Well, don't get the wrong idea. I mean, we'll add chocolate to it.
Yeah, cinnamon, sugar.
I got you to try balsamic on there. And it was actually pretty good.
Well, I like balsamic on anything, to be fair. But yes, it was delicious.
Okay, so we're willing to try different things with our popcorn because we love popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, if you gave me a bag of popcorn and some of the kernels were sweet and some of them were sour and they were made by the Sour Patch people,
sure.
Fine. But they're sticking the gummy pieces to the kernel. That's where you lose me.
Yeah. That sounds like a toothache.
That sounds a little weird.
Yeah. I do think our 10-year-old Lola would really love that because she loves Sour Patch Kids so much that she would... I could see her just dumping the container
This is what she's going to do. She's going to go in there. She's going to pull the gummy off, eat the gummies,
yeah,
and then leave the bowl of popcorn kernels saying, I'm too full now.
On the counter.
And then we have waste, yes. Okay? And then I'm upset and everything goes to hell. So.
Okay.
Little Debbie is turning its Christmas tree cakes into a vanilla cake with sprinkle frosting-filled ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Frosting-filled ice cream?
That sounds delicious.
So I guess that's like the swirl.
The ice cream.
Because we're just not fat enough.
Hey, it's just for the holidays, right? It doesn't count.
When you've decided this is your last Christmas, it's pump that right into my arteries. That'll be due out on the 1st of November if you're interested. Oh, here you go. Ready Whip and Swiss Miss are teaming up to create a hot cocoa-flavored whip topping. They say it's gluten-free. It's a dairy topping that combines the classic silky whipped cream with the chocolatey goodness of Swiss Miss hot cocoa.
Mm, keep talking.
I know I was just giving people a hard time if they're buying the Little Debbie snacks. But sometimes you read something and it's about food,
and
it sounds like an adult movie, okay?
Yeah, a little bit it did.
Dripping with delicious, sweet Ready Whip.
Ooh, I like that.
Did you not just get a little tingle?
A little bit, I did.
I literally just gave myself goosebumps. Somebody call Wilford Brimley because I might end up with diabetes. You know what I'm saying? That sounds unbelievably delicious.
It sounds so good.
And last year in the food file, it's official. We hate cooking again in America. Mm. Now, you remember there were all those stories last year during the pandemic. I'm doing something different during COVID because I can't leave the house. I'm going to learn a little cooking. I'm watching YouTube videos and I'm going to learn to cook. 35% of Americans say the pandemic now has exhausted their love of cooking. 69% say they would still enjoy it if they didn't have to clean up after themselves.
I am so in all of those categories. I, last year during COVID, actually started a food Instagram because
I was
cooking so much.
If you're interested, it still is up. That's at Recipes with Ro, R-O.
It has not been updated in weeks.
Losing followers by the minute. Like a sinking boat, okay?
I am so in that same category. I'm sick of cooking. I don't want a grocery shop. I'm getting my food delivered. I just want to go out. I'm right there.
It's all fun and games until you realize that those little dishes of chopped tomatoes you see in the food channel don't happen organically, okay?
I know.
It's all fun and games.
Uh-huh.
And there you go.
Food file. Excellent. It's food file.
You know, people talk about spring cleaning. This is the time of year that I feel like I need a new wardrobe. And it's probably stupid because the holidays are coming and inevitably you or, you know, my mother or somebody will buy me some clothes for Christmas, which is very nice, and I appreciate that. But it's like I got 2 months to go until Christmas, so I feel the need to go shopping. So we did a little shopping yesterday. And then once we did my shopping, I'm ready to leave.
Yes. Yeah.
I go in, I know what I want, and I do this really in every store, whether it's a supermarket, whether it's a clothing store, department store, whatever it is. When I go into a place, I'm ready to go get what I need and then leave. But then when we go to the mall, it becomes an all-day affair. And I do my best, but I think you can tell that I've got the frustration on my face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm completely opposite of that. I will search through all the racks. I will find only the things on clearance.
Every aisle, every department.
Do we have the right size? Do we need another size? Let's try it on.
There you go. There's the let's try it on. See, I'm in the school of I know what my size is. I'll just get that. And then if it doesn't fit, I'll probably bring it back or maybe I won't.
No, you won't.
Maybe I'll just hang on to it and hope that one day it fits.
That's so annoying to me.
It is, but I'm that lazy, okay?
Well, that's why I just go and try it on. So I get frustrated when you offered to go shopping. You said,
I did,
let's go shopping.
Well, because I needed shirts. And here's the other thing. Is like I realize that, you know, if I buy something, it's only fair that you get something. And that's fine, and I like to treat you to things. But then we don't need to spend all day. Like, just pick a top and let's just get that. Or pick a pair of shoes and let's just go.
That's not how I shop.
I'm hot. I'm tired. My feet hurt, you know?
Vince, we went shopping. And Robbie,
you're going to him for advice on this?
No, I just want to tell.
Relationship?
I'm going to paint a picture for him. We walk into the mall, okay? He's wearing boat shoes with no socks. He did not have the right undergarments on to try anything on. And
is there wrong undergarments?
Yes.
All right.
And he's wearing a winter coat.
Well, it was like, cold when we left the house yesterday morning, like, and I just had it all day.
Winter, heaviest coat you could own walking into the mall. I mean, come on.
Listen, you got a really nice new dress out of this, so what are you complaining about? Let's be honest.
Yeah, look, I got to agree with Robbie, actually.
Thank you.
I hate shopping. I do the same thing Robbie does. If I just see my size, I just get it, and hopefully I return it later. Then again, I've got a few pairs of shirts that are too big, still with the tag on them.
Right.
Hoping I grow in soon.
Then you're just wasting money, and then I get the complaining at home that, you spent this much money, and you don't even wear it. I'm like, what are you talking about? I wear everything because I try it on.
Next time I'm going to the store with Vinny.
Why don't you two go shopping, and I'll go by myself, and I can spend my 4 hours, and I don't have to hear anyone complain.
Just don't spend my money. Just spend your 4 hours.
Yeah, and I go into a store, I look at one aisle, I'm like, all right, that's good.
Reminder, you can catch up on the podcast anytime. Right on the homepage, or just search us wherever you get your podcast. Should come right up, Robbie and Rochelle. All right, a couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. Well, this is cool. We're just, 10 days out from Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
You know the song Thriller, the Michael Jackson song?
Oh, of course.
It's got that famous spoken word at the end from Vincent Price, the horror movie actor. Apparently, he only did it once live on television, and that clip kind of disappeared. Well, here it is. It's shown up on YouTube, and now it's trending over TikTok and all of that.
Okay.
Night hour is close at hand.
That's really bad life. He's like very out of tune. Give the guy a little earpiece, fix that problem for you. Nope. Yeah.
Oh, poor Vincent Price.
Get the little thing in your ear.
Is that what that is, a little thing in your ear?
Well, everybody's talking about Squid Games, right?
Of course.
And of course, everybody wants to cash in on it now, every company. So there's now a Squid Game alarm clock that fires a dart at your head. Now, this is one with a rubber end to it. To wake you up in the morning. This is real. I am not making this up. There's a guy getting hit in the head.
This is absolutely going on our 10-year-old Christmas list. I'm buying it for it. It is what it is.
I know sound effects come if you've seen it from the episode Red Light, Green Light, but that is... That's some next-level fandom right there.
Wake up!
Well, I wish this would happen in America, where our politicians would more often listen to us, because we were just doing a story about how there was a poll. People said if a car honking was more pleasant a sound, there would probably be less traffic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, less road rage, right? It would calm everybody down. Well, they're in India, their transport minister is trying to make exactly that happen. On emergency vehicles... driven by state officials, they do not have horns anymore. They play soothing Indian instrumental music.
Wait a second. That's on the emergency vehicles?
That is correct.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
I know I should pull over, but I'm so calm.
Right. Maybe in a regular car, that does not seem like a great idea for an emergency vehicle.
Hey, remember that story a couple of weeks ago about how Ashton Kutcher didn't think his kids needed to bathe till they stunk?
Yes.
Well, now, apparently the two of them are in trouble with a school where their kid goes. Their daughter, Wyatt, pushed a kid and said that it was Mila and Ashton who said it was okay to push kids when they push you.
Oh.
There was a little kid in my kid's preschool that wasn't very kind.
And that's probably true, and I understand that. But we should not. One wrong doesn't make it right. And you know, I guarantee you there's a parent-teacher conference. Right? Where you've got Mila, Ashton, and then the other parents.
Uh-huh.
They're like, you need to control your kid. Also, could I get an autograph?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, here's another sign people have lost their minds and that we should all just move to the Bahamas and get the hell out of here, okay?
Okay.
So there's a NASCAR race the other day. There's a reporter covering the race.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd, for whatever reason, starts insulting President Biden.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know what the reason is. I don't know what their politics are. I don't care what the reason is. But the crowd is chanting the F word and the president's name.
Oh, no, really?
I mean, free speech, I guess.
On the newscast?
Yeah, but here's why this is funny. This reporter thinks they're saying, let's go Brandon. I'm just going to come and tell you. And again, I don't know what their reasoning is. I don't know what their grievance is. But these people do not like Joe.
Okay.
She heard, let's go Brandon.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
That's so great.
Oh, no. Do you think maybe she was just trying to entice them to say, let's go, Brandon, instead?
No, I think she had no awareness. She's probably a happy-go-lucky person who had no idea the rage and anger coming from the mob.
Right behind her?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I want to live in a world where I'm that happy, and I just, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Not that long ago, you mentioned that you were irritated by Kate Beckinsale because she was a celebrity who said that what she does to stay in shape is eats diced radish.
Yeah.
She'll be on a diet where that's what she drinks water and eats diced radish.
Yeah.
And you said, that's ridiculous. A regular human being can't possibly live like that. This is why these people are stupid in their celebrity photos.
I don't know if I quite said it.
No,
like
you didn't
say
that. That's the way I took it, okay?
Sure.
Well, she had to go to the ER last month. Why, you ask? Well, she says in a recent interview.
She was hungry?
That's right. She passed out.
She was hungry?
Yeah, her breath was so bad, she knocked herself out from eating diced radish. She tried to put on a pair of leggings in her hotel room, fell over, pulled her back out.
She was hungry. She needs a little meat on her bones.
See, Kate Beckinsale is just like us. She fell over trying to put on leggings.
Put the ranch on the radish at least, okay?
Oh, I know what to make your day better. Would you like a story about Queen Elizabeth?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, as we know, she is now 95 years old, and she turned down an award that was being given to her by a British magazine as the Oldie of the Year.
The Oldie?
Yeah, the magazine claims that they were just being what they call cheeky. As in Britain, we call it being cheeky, being funny. But I guess they hand this out like, for example, they gave one to Betty White a few years ago. Angela Lansbury has won one.
So if you're old, you can win it.
Yes, it's a way to honor elder celebrities.
You don't call somebody who's... That's not how you honor somebody, by calling them an oldie.
This is the official response from Buckingham Palace. Her Majesty, the Queen Mum, believes you're as old as you feel. And as such, the Queen does not believe she meets the relevant criteria to accept such an award and hopes you will find him a worthy recipient.
I love her.
Also, you. What a bunch of... I'm the Queen Mum, damn it.
She deserves her martini. They can't take that away from her. I'm still on it.
Somebody get Chris Hemsworth on the phone. I want to talk to him. Man's a hunk of meat.
Queen Mum's not dead.
She's not wrong. She's
still
either.
Still a red-blooded woman. A new study from the Psychological Association Journal of Psychology
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Whatever that is, has found that people who were shown funny memes about COVID had less pandemic-related stress.
Wow.
Because there's nothing funnier than a meme about COVID.
Yeah, what's a funny COVID meme?
I can't even...
What is that?
I can't even imagine.
Is it like
what that
someone riding on the COVID ball or like what?
I will say this. There was a lady on Wheel of Fortune the other day that had a blouse. You know that graphic
like
they always
it.
Show in the news, like
yes.
the extreme microscope close-up of COVID? Her blouse looked like that.
It did. It did.
So that would be a funny meme.
I guess so.
Well, we figure that one out. Can I just say also that it's killing my throat to do the Queen Mum impression? I got to stop doing that.
It's so good, though. Of all your impressions, it might be my favorite.
Is that the best one?
I think it's my favorite, yeah.
You know the dating app Tinder? They've just added a new feature called Plus One. Mm. I read up on this, and what it does is helps you find a date to big events like weddings, class reunions. I have to admit, when I first saw Tinder adds a Plus One, I thought it had an entirely different meaning.
How you doing?
I thought that's what you were going to say, too.
I thought it had an entirely...
Is that why you were reading up on it, or why are we clicking on these? What's happening there?
And lastly today...
Yes, that's what I thought.
This is good news. Santa Claus returns to Macy's. Officially, all the Macy's stores will have one of Santa's helpers sitting there in the chair.
Oh, good.
Taking pictures with kids. So if your kid needs to pee, you know where to take them.
Yeah.
Right there on Santa's helper's knee. Thursday, world famous celebrity birthday file. The country singer Kane Brown. Kim Kardashian West, 41 today. Judge Judy is celebrating.
Stupid. Outrageous. Baloney.
Today is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. It's also Back to the Future Day. That's right. This is the day, October 21st, they go to the year 2015 in the movie where they...
Oh, yeah.
Because the movie was made in the 80s, they go to the future and it was 2015.
And it's nothing like that now.
Man, they got that wrong. I heard they were coming out with hoverboards. I was all excited. It ain't the same at all.
Not the same.
It ain't the same at all.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Question this morning, you're now cursed with the job that the main character has in the last TV show you watched. Now, I'm not talking about your favorite show. Mm. I'm not talking about a show you watch all the time. I'm saying the last show you happen to watch. The main character has a job, right? What
yes.
was that job? Because now it'd be your new profession.
Well, I guess the last show you and I watched was like old school Card Sharks. So does that mean I'm a game show host?
Or a couple of game show hosts. That sounds terrific.
That sounds great. Or we watch, if it has to be series, not reality, we watch that show The Nevers on HBO Max. I'm not sure what that girl's profession is. She's a...
Witch hunter, something
a
like that?
Witchery? I don't know. She's an alien
wait a minute. Witchery?
That's I don't
not a,
know.
Is that a word?
I don't know what she... She doesn't have a job, does she? I don't know what she is.
I think she runs an orphanage. For people with special powers like the X-Men.
Okay, we'll go with that. Either way, I guess I'm okay.
I mean, that'd be a cool job.
Yeah.
I'd prefer game show host.
Sure.
Maybe I could be a wood whittler like the guy we saw in House Hunters last night.
You go.
Yeah. Does it count
Perfect.
For reality shows? It counts for reality shows. Executive
okay.
decision. So
I like it.
Let's go through this one more time. You're cursed with the job the main character has in the last TV show you watched. Not your favorite, the last one. So what would your new profession be? That's He Said,
She Said
this morning. Listen, we got to come up with one every single day. 732-774-4444. You can email us. You can text us. You can do it on Facebook. Those are coming up. Just underway this morning's He Said,
She Said.
So bear with us now. You're cursed with the job the main character has in the last TV show you watched, the lead person, the last show you watched, whatever it was, what would your brand new profession be?
Autumn said a nanny for some rich guy in Queens. I guess that's not horrible.
Well, you got to adapt that nasal accent, though.
Brian said, I'm now a regional manager at Dunder Mifflin.
That sounds fun.
Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
That's The Office. I love it. And Lauren said, the last show I watched was Judge Judy, so I guess that makes me Judy.
Yeah, that's what you need right there.
That would be fun.
Comes with a robe and a gavel. Dan and Mattawan?
I think for friends, it would be Chandler's job.
Being data professional insertion dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would entail, but I do remember
well,
that.
Well, neither
from the
does anybody from the show. That's
right.
The joke.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness, like, let's go take. What are you doing? Toby. And he comes in, he's like, this is Bing's office. He's like, oh, okay. And then he just destroyed it. So.
I like all the impressions.
Yeah, it's good.
Kind of acted it out for us. Crystal and Freehold.
Oh, good. I work for Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Amy is your boss.
I'm into it.
So we'll keep this going on Facebook. Still a couple of lines open. You've been cursed with the job of the main character in the last TV show you watched. What's your new profession today?
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
So you're cursed with the job. The main character, the lead character, has on the last TV show that you watched. What would your new profession be?
Lacey said, I'm a former rich guy who becomes part owner of a string of motels.
All right, Eugene Levy. Trim those eyebrows.
Yeah. Paul says, a high school chemistry teacher who also makes and sells meth.
Yeah. Listen, lucrative gig.
No big deal.
Illegal, but lucrative.
Yeah. Jason said, I'm Batman, but there's no way that I'd fit into that suit.
You're not Batman. He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
Lyndon Edison.
I would be a spy.
Oh,
what are you watching?
I'd be working for the CIA. I'm rewatching Alias.
Oh, okay.
That was fun. Jennifer Garner, right?
Yeah. It looks very stressful. I don't want to be a spy.
I feel like I would love that job.
You know what the best part of watching that show now is? You're making Ben Affleck jealous.
There you go.
Watching a little Jennifer Garner. All right, we'll keep it going on Facebook for you. You've just gotten the job that the main character in the last TV show you watched has. Not your favorite, the last one you watched. What's your new profession?
Rachel said, I'm either Lucifer or a detective.
Ah, okay.
And Alicia said, Wildcrats, so I guess I'm an animal adventurer.
I don't know if I've heard of that show.
It's a PBS kids show.
Oh, okay. So you're like Dora the Explorer, one of those things?
Kind of,
yeah. You're the driver of the magic school bus?
Something like that.
Now I'm just naming PBS shows. I'm sorry.
Arpin said, Bates Motel Manager.
We hope you enjoy your stay, my mother and I. We'll keep it going. Right on another graphic on Facebook. He said.
She said.